AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Aldinger. A show of Minnesota pride on this third night of the convention. John Legend and Sheila E. performing Let's Go Crazy by Prince. The music legend was born and raised in Minneapolis, and all of it to celebrate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says Walz has proven himself as a leader.
Tim has delivered paid leave, school lunches, and the biggest tax cut in Minnesota history.
Earlier tonight, Oprah Winfrey reaching out to independent and undecided voters.
Values and character matter most of all.
Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver the keynote address tomorrow on the final night of the convention. This is ABC News. Taylor Swift commenting publicly for the first time about the terror plot that forced the cancellation of her Eras Tour shows in Vienna, Austria, earlier this month.
In a lengthy post on Instagram about the end of the European leg of her Eras Tour, Taylor Swift says that having those shows canceled was devastating, and the reason for the cancellations filled her with a new sense of fear and a tremendous amount of guilt because so many people had planned on attending those shows. She says the reason she didn't speak out until now is that she still had shows left to do in London, and she didn't want to say anything that might provoke those that would harm her fans. Silence, she says, was actually showing restraint. Her priority was finishing the European tour safely, and she's relieved to say they did that. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Police in Guatemala have arrested seven people who are accused of smuggling 53 migrants, including eight children. They died after being abandoned in a tractor trailer in Texas in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has rejected Republicans' proposals about counselors at the state's youth prisons. Lincoln Hills Copper Lake schools have been troubled for years, plagued with allegations of staff abusing inmates. After a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union in 2017, guards were banned from using confinement as punishment, pepper spray, and any restraint other than handcuffs. Earlier this year, a guard died after an inmate pushed him to the ground and he hit his head. Republicans wrote to a judge asking for more leeway for guards, but Wednesday, a U.S. District Court judge said no, and if they want to make changes, they need to file more legal motions. And there's a new way for you to check out the water quality in Wisconsin's thousands of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources has launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer. It puts all kinds of data in one spot that staff, volunteers, scientists, and Wisconsinites can all share. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes seven innings allowing just one hit as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Winn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game two is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at me, Michael.
I tried to do my best to play that off. Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur, the team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies developing in the overnight with light winds, lower 50s to start your Thursday. By afternoon, more clouds across the area, light south winds, highs of the upper 70s, more cloud cover around the area Friday. Currently 62 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we replay an interview with one of our favorite comedians, Pat McGann. And I welcome one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood, Wisconsin native Richard Reilly, who has over 400 movie credits.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's Wednesday here at the DNC in Chicago. Last night, they rocked the hall. A friend of mine who was here last night also, he made the comment that, for him anyway, it was like, particularly when Michelle Obama got up on stage, it was like a physical shock. I mean, you could literally feel it in your body. It was just the so many people clapping so enthusiastically. And then, of course, there was that, you know, wild moment when Barack Obama, former President Obama, came out and said, Donald Trump has this weird obsession with crowd sizes, and he holds his hands apart about 2 feet apart, and then he shrinks them down to about 6 inches apart. And everybody, goes, oh, yeah, we know what he's talking about. And I'll leave it at that. I'll, leave it to your imagination if you didn't catch it. But I'm sure Donald Trump is stewing. I mean, he's got to be just flipped out. They are mopping the floor with this guy. So just like, yesterday, the day before, we were going to have guests who are going to drop by from time to time. We've got a few who are scheduled. In fact, we've got one scheduled for right now, but she hasn't shown up, apparently. So it's all good. I'll be taking your calls throughout the day, throughout the 3 hours of our program, getting your thoughts on what's going on. I'll share mine with you. Michelle Obama just took Donald Trump apart. I mean, she really played the hitman, the role that a vice president often plays. The president kind of is like above all this stuff, and then the vice president comes out and goes, "Yeah, let's stick the knife in." And so she talks about Donald Trump failing forward, and the affirmative action of multi-generational wealth. I mean, it was just obvious that, what they were saying basically was, the only way Donald Trump ever got anything anywhere in his life was by being born rich. His daddy handed him, in today's dollars, about $1 billion, most of which he blew. He ended up declaring bankruptcy and then kind of clawed his way back with the help of a whole bunch of Russian oligarchs and Saudis who bought all kinds of properties from him.